This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
BFM 89.9, Eric Clapton with I've Got a Rock and Roll Heart. I'm Sharad Kutin with me, Melissa Idris. And the morning run continues. It's coming up to 40 minutes past 6 in the morning. Remember, you can always be part of this conversation by tweeting us at BFM Radio or WhatsApping us at 018-789-8899. You leave your name there so that we know exactly who you are.
Remember, if you want to.
Well, you know, yeah. But, you know, it's Malaysia Bar. Don't have to be afraid, you know. Okay, then thank you so much, Peter Bellew, who's weighed in on the rendang chatter that we had earlier. He says he's tried hard to make rendang, but it's turned out to be beef rendang. Peter Bellew, don't give up your day job. You could be a comedian in another life. Okay.
Good.
And also Baron Noir is the nom de plume of the other person who tweeted in this morning. Says he's never been to a open house by a politician, and he's always felt that the people who were there to curry favor.
Really? That's interesting. I wonder whether this year we might, you know, would you be willing to go to politicians' open houses and leave politics out of it? You know, just go because it is the season to be visiting and do it out of goodwill.
Season to be jolly.
If you want, you have former Prime Minister Dato' Sri Najib Razak is having an open house this year in Pekan on this Friday.
Oh, they must have cashed out some of those handbags,
tomorrow,
yeah. Maybe to pay for that.
Oh, my.
Ooh, okay. Darth Vadai. Darth Vadai has also weighed in on the story about, or the discussion rather, about loan words in Malay. So the Buka Puasa versus Iftar conversation that we had, and he says there's nothing wrong with loan words. We put out actually a link to a list of loan words in Malay, in the Malay language. And if you look at that wonderful list, it comes from, you know, it's Urdu and it's Portuguese and it's Tamil and it's Sanskrit. It's all kinds of languages that have enriched the Malay lexicon. So
I just also want to do a quick shout out to all the people who have weighed in and said Selamat Hari Raya. So I think Tian Yuan has said Selamat Hari Raya to me, and Azman weighed
in. Not to me.
Well, Selamat Hari Raya to you too, I'm sure, to anyone who is celebrating. And Azman's asking, does anyone from BFM know how to anyam ketupat? Because he says he wishes he can learn how to master this. I bet only 1 out of 20 people in Malaysia can do it, he says.
It's not that difficult.
But it's a dying
skill.
My mom tried to teach me how to do it, and my fingers are just not made for handicraft.
Yeah, you don't know it, folks, but she's got really big, fat fingers.
Thank you, Sharad.
No, she doesn't. Very elegant fingers. I must say, though, in this anyam ketupat is the creation of the ketupat casing, right? Which involves, you know, weaving the leaves of, I don't know what kind of leaves they are, but you weave it together.
Kappa.
Oh, it's coconut, is it?
Yeah.
Coconut leaves, okay. From the coconut frond. Okay, really, so I'm a city boy. What do I know about these things? Okay, moving right along. MCA's service centres apparently are shutting down for lack of funding following Barisan Nasional's loss of federal power. But is that really what's going on? After all, you know, many political parties that didn't have federal power until recently did carry on, did create their own service centres and to the best of their ability.
You're right. So, so from open houses to tutup kedai for some, MCA service centres now, they're saying that while they used to help the community to solve their problems, now they don't have funding from the loss of federal power. Looking at some of the comments coming out from MCA, if I'm just going to read this verbatim now, Sharad, voters don't want us anymore. There's no point in this service. Now we are the opposition. We don't have the funds to keep the service centres running. Our job now is to keep check on the government. If people have any problems, they should go look for DAP and PKR and not MCA.
Oh, and that tone is troubling. Because after all, if they want to come back, and I do agree that, you know, MPs in particular shouldn't be in the business of doing that kind of work that actually is required at a different level. But nevertheless, as a political party wanting to have interaction touching base with, you know, potential voters, why not carry on? And if the MCA, after 6 decades in power, does not have friends in corporate Malaysia rich donors...
Oh, that's a good point. To tap the corporate sector for funding. That's
a very
good point.
I would be very, very surprised if they didn't have friends. I mean, unless they're saying that all their friends have abandoned them.
Well, you know, but didn't the opposition, when they were in opposition, didn't PKR and DAP have service centres as well? If I'm not mistaken, they did. They had service centres open, helping, you know, people in need, everything from identity card, you know, sorting out your identity card to scams and whatnot.
And dealing with failed love, I think, occasionally.
Jilted lovers online. That's true. And that brings me to Michael Chong. Do you remember Michael Chong? Dato' Sri Michael Chong, known as Misfortune Michael.
Oh, all right. His not for him, what happened to him.
But for being Malaysia's go-to guy for every social problem in Malaysia, he was the head of MCA's Public Services and Complaints Department.
Okay, also, if you're really interested, a number of politicians are having open houses, apart from the former Prime Minister Najib Razak. The current Prime Minister, Dr. Mahathir Mohamad, and Cabinet Ministers are hosting one at the Sri Perdana Complex. That's tomorrow.
Oh, so this is a kind of PSA for all the open houses that you could go to over the weekend.
And Johor Menteri Besar is also having one, and Perak Menteri Besar is also having one.
They're all spread out. So there's some on the first day of Raya, some on the second and third over the weekend, and some even on Monday and Tuesday. If you're interested, it's on the front, on page 10 of the Stars, a nice little table there with start times and where you can go to these open houses.
Okay, we'll be back with more news and analysis. Stay tuned. BFM 89.9. BFM 89.9. I'm Sharad Kutin. With me, Melissa Idris. I've also got a frog in my throat, but we'll leave that alone for a while.
Leave that frog alone, Sharad.
Leave that frog alone. Remember, you can always be part of this conversation by tweeting us at BFM Radio, WhatsApping us at 018-789-8899. Thank you, Joanne, there in Quebec, listening to our show.
Also, wow, in Quebec.
In Quebec. Also, Melo, who's weighed in on the conversation on loan words and how she would personally use words that are available in Malay that have been used for many decades, like sembayang, tohan, buka puasa, maklumat. Mm. One of my favorites is kutub kana. I used to use that.
No, what does kutub kana mean?
It's a library.
Kutub kana. Oh,
what is
wow,
modern Malay? What is the current word for library?
Perpustakaan.
Perpustakaan. Okay.
I just want to say hi to Azim Kangar, who weighed in on Twitter. He says, open houses are the best thing ever created for Malaysians. Dress up for free food. I agree wholeheartedly.
Okay. Yeah, because, you know, you just heard Anthony Look there in a PSA urging everybody to be careful as they return home, especially for those of you who are driving, you know, for many, many hours across the country to get back to your homes. Many people, of course, live and work in the Klang Valley, but have their homes elsewhere, or at least their
hometowns.
The hometowns elsewhere, and they're going back. So be very, very careful. Now, traffic and being safe on the road and being considerate of the road is a subject of this article. This came out. Apparently, there's a new new way to be part of the surveillance system and nab traffic offenders.
Well, okay. So if you spot someone abusing the highway emergency lane during the balik kampung journey, now you can take a picture of that car with their registration number and email the details to Plus. What happens then is that that errant driver will be issued a notice and summons from the from JPJ. So this is bizarre, because now you can actually help nab traffic offenders with your phone. If you see someone disobeying traffic laws, you can take a photo of that. I'm not sure how they're going to verify this. So maybe if more than one person sends a photo of that that car registration number, then maybe JPJ might act on it. But how would you verify that, you know, this is not just someone who's... Oh, actually, the photo itself is proof, isn't it? Because, you know, if he or she driving on the emergency lane, that's clearly breaking road rules.
Yeah, I wonder if the legislation has been enabled to make these things admissible in court. That's one concern. If you turn to sunny little Singapore, there is a project they call Stomp, and this is part of the Straits Times thing.
Stomp.
And Stomp is like what they call their version of citizen journalism. But, you know, for me, it's also a very scary aspect of the state because with media controls there, Stomp has this ability to become a kind of society level monitoring system. So basically,
when you're kind of reporting on each other,
yeah, it's
watching
kind of like
what we do.
Your neighbors become spies, and you know, and I'm not quite sure that's very healthy.
That's true, but I also think that you know one of the reasons why people often break the law or break rules is because there's no punishment to it. There's no implications, right?
Well, nobody's watching.
Nobody's watching, so there's no fear of getting caught. But what if you are? What if you know that by speeding, that by running the red light, by driving in the emergency lane, someone might report you? That would encourage you to follow the road rules, which is what you should do in the first place.
Or you could be motivated by this idea that...
Civic consciousness?
Yeah, that everybody benefits when we all follow the rules. I mean, so you either have a model of society in which the policeman is outside of you and, you know, actually literally on the road, whether it's in the form of a human being or it's in form of some sort of monitoring system, or you have a policeman inside your head, in which case you are disciplining yourself because you've internalized some of these expectations and some of these rules. And so maybe we can't get away from the policeman. It's either external or it's internal.
But so, you see, I'm just wondering how you would feel if you followed the rules and you were stuck in this massive traffic crawl and you saw people speeding past you on the emergency lane. For me, I get really frustrated. I'm thinking to myself, well, I'm trying my best to be a law-abiding citizen, and here some you know errant drivers are just speeding past me, thinking their time is more valuable than mine.
But okay, so what would the consequences if everybody thought like that speeding driver? Basically, you just have another jammed line. Right? I mean, that's... And what you do expect is that person, if there's a surveillance, a monitoring system, they'll get caught for driving in the emergency lane. Mm. And, you know, God forbid that somebody actually is in the emergency lane because they need to be there.
Yeah.
And that ends up in an accident because somebody is now speeding down a lane where somebody might be stationary.
Well, I've actually seen, I think in a previous Raya Balik Kampung trip, I saw a car speed down and the rest of the road was congested. There was congestion on the road, and you know you could see all the cars kind of just stalled there. With this one car, was speeding down the emergency lane, got stopped by a traffic cop there, and everyone around all the cars started applauding and honking to say how happy they were that this car got this driver got pulled over. So that felt really good for the rest of us who were stuck in the traffic jam.
Yeah, I mean, you know, the idea is that ultimately we benefit when we have a bit of a policeman in our head, not too much, because I do think that freedom is very important in the mass society which we live in.
True, so is civic consciousness and following the rules. It's how we become a first world society. If you are keen to help nab traffic violators with your phone this Balik Raya Exodus, you can send those photos to aduantraffic@jpj.gov.my.
Okay, taking us to the next bulletin of the morning, Junaina with Suasana Riang di Hari Raya. Stay tuned, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.